I rejoice today in the recognition that I have, in some ways, been prepared for this very difficult reality of preparing and preaching to an almost empty church, that I have had the honor, the privilege of saying Mass for the Mass of the Air a number of times. And that reality is strange because those who you are preaching to aren't there. I mean, there are some that are there, but the main focus often of my preaching during the Mass of the Air is the suffering and the intentions of those who are watching. And so having already experienced that, I am prepared in a bit for this experience. I rejoice in that. Now we need to look at that reality a little bit, because one could say, well, I'm rejoicing in the reality that there is a need for Mass of the Air. And that's not quite the case. I rejoice in that there is Mass of the Air to provide for the needs of those who do need it. That there are people who suffer in the world. There is suffering in the world, and we don't understand why. It is a paradoxical question that returns time and time again. Why is there suffering in the world? And the reality is that because of that suffering, there is Mass of the Air, and there are people to help produce that. And then because of that, I've had those experiences that have prepared me for this experience. Suffering has a point, as does the blind man's suffering. The question is asked, is it the sin of the man born blind, or is it the sin of the parents for why this man cannot see? And Jesus says that it is for the glory of the kingdom of God that this man was born blind. Neither did he nor his parents sin. It was for the glory of God that he has been born blind. And so with that reality, this man has sat and begged for a number of years, waiting for this moment when Jesus Christ walks by. The blind man didn't plan it. The blind man didn't go to find Jesus. He didn't even need to call out after him. The man born blind was simply there in the midst of his suffering, in the midst of his difficulty. And indeed, Christ even makes another reference to there will be a time of darkness when this kind of work cannot be done. I believe we are living in that time right now, a time of difficulty, that time of darkness in which we as the Christian people find ourselves somewhat hopeless, somewhat uncertain. This man encounters Jesus and has had done nothing to prepare for it. His blindness, while not a good thing in and of itself, has been there, sitting there begging, preparing this situation for God's glory to be known. Sisters and brothers, as we, as the church, prepares for an Easter celebration that we will not be able to gather together as a church physically in this space to celebrate, as we prepare for that celebration, which will take place anyway, we are blind to how Jesus is at work in the midst of our suffering. We are blind, one way or another, every one of us, to how Christ is making this reality make sense to us. It's a blindness that we cannot on our own overcome. We essentially are sitting and waiting for Jesus to pass by. This is the reality where we find ourselves. It's the darkness that we are experiencing that helps to fix our eyes, both physical, emotional, spiritual, and psychological, on the darkness of Good Friday. Our eyes are being prepared to really see that darkness, so that the glory of God's resurrection on Easter Sunday will be all the more spectacular. As that blind man sat begging day after day, at some point, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, happened to walk by. I wonder if someone leaned over and kind of nudged him and said, "There he is. There's Jesus." Sisters and brothers, I will be that individual for you today. Prepare yourselves in your blindness, for Jesus Christ is about to pass by our way.